Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
Good afternoon. Hour number two, rocking and rolling on this Tuesday afternoon. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. If you guys want to text the program, get at us on our First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Our Method Flow Products poll question of the day. If the Avalanche can't get past the second round against either St. Louis or Minnesota, which I think we could all agree it's going to be a very physical series, either way you slice it there, will we see the Avs move on from Jared Bednar? Seems ridiculous, but it's not. I mean, the expectations for the Avs, last year the expectations, you were the best team in hockey in the regular season. The expectations were that, you might win it all. And you didn't meet that. The last 2 years, I feel like the Avs have been flirting with being considered a contender. And then you add this year to it, if you go 3 years in a row of your expectations being very high and you fail to make it past the second round, is it time for the Avs to consider a change? Now, my realistic expectations for the Avs, for any team, it's not fire, it's not championship or bust. It never is. You don't fire coaches, to me, unless there's other things going on, for not winning titles. And I know you want to get over that hump, but the realistic expectations is that you get a shot at it. You make it to your conference finals. Maybe enough of that, and you got to get to a championship series. But I've never really been this whole, if he can't win it all, he's done. If you can get close, you just keep going with that guy, because clearly you're in that arena. Now, I mean, if you go to like four Super Bowls in a row, like the Bills, then maybe you make that consideration. Okay, this guy can't get us over the hump. But I think if he gets past the first round, he's safe. He may be safe anyway. But go vote at theholeshow.com. I'd love to see what your thoughts are. If the Avalanche fail to advance past the second round, will Jared Bednar be gone? Wow, this was crazy. It was mainly no earlier today, and now it's 55% saying yes. 55% saying, yep, if they can't get past the second round, it's time to move on from Jared Bednar. What are your thoughts? Go vote at theholeshow.com. All right, Jades, we got to get to it, man. Let's get to today in the NFL, or the NFL today. We still haven't firmed up that NFL today. Yeah? Is that where we're going? Okay, let's do it. We do this every single day. There's always something happening in the NFL. And how about the big news? How about the big news this morning? You wake up to it, and we got a little Christmas miracle happening. Christmas Day, we will see the Denver Broncos. The Broncos will be playing at Los Angeles on Christmas Day. It's a beautiful thing. Oh. Christmas in May. May 10th. It's beautiful, Jades. And the Broncos might be right around that time, well on their way to the playoffs. What do you think there? Well on their way to the playoffs? Very, very possible. I think this team's going to win the AFC West. So that game will probably have some pretty big meaning to it. Late December. Christmas is on a what? Is on a Sunday? Is Christmas a... Jades, can you give me some efforting music, please? I can do this. I got my calendar here. Let's see. Not May, June, it's in December. It's always been in December. 25th is a Sunday. I guess that's always that's not always how it is, but they wanted to work it out. So the NFL will be competing with the NBA. Ah, man, I like the NBA, but Christmas Broncos, my goodness. That's going to be fantastic, going up against the Los Angeles Rams. Now, we're going to get the full schedule coming up for the Broncos. We have their opponents already, but we're going to get the entire schedule Thursday night. The home opener, they'll release at 6 p.m. The full schedule will be at 8 p.m. You know there's going to be primetime games left and right for this team because of Russell Wilson. I mean, that's the thing right there. Christmas Day, you're going to be playing on the Super Bowl champs on Christmas Day, the most prime time that you could possibly get. How many of those games are going to be primetime this year? So I'm looking at their opponents, their ats and their home. And, like, I know they're at Vegas, they're at Baltimore, at Kansas City, at Jacksonville, at the Chargers. We know the Jacksonville one is not at Jacksonville anymore, right? How many of these games are going to be primetime? How many of these games are going to be Monday Night Football and Thursday Night Football and all that? Probably quite a bit. It's the Russell Wilson effect. The power of Russell Wilson. Primetime city. Now, the question's going to be, are the Broncos going to be relevant by that time? By Christmas time, will the Broncos? They haven't been in a while, right? Haven't been in the thick of things come Christmas time in a long, long time. I believe we're going to be to that point. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. 888-530-0043. Speaking of primetime, did you see the Tom Brady story, James? This is a little interesting. Tom Brady to join Fox Sports on lucrative deal as lead NFL analyst when playing career ends. Tom Brady will join them. Wow, he's already planning it out, man. When are we going to get the next retirement from Tommy Bones? He will join Fox Sports as its lead NFL analyst when his NFL playing career ends. Fox did not disclose terms of Brady's deal, but the New York Post reported that the seven-time Super Bowl winning quarterback has agreed to a, dude, look at this, 10-year deal, $375 million contract. That's the most lucrative in sports broadcasting history. Okay, I love me some Tommy Bones. I'm not like a bunch of these bitter Broncos fans that are bitching and moaning on Twitter all day about, oh, I can't stand Tom Brady playing, and now I can't stand listening to him talk. But I will admit this. Is he that entertaining? Is Tom Brady entertaining? As a football player, yes. But, you know, there's a lot of guys that you just think, well, let me say this. I didn't think Tony Romo was going to be entertaining. I listened to him do interviews and stuff, but I was never like, you know what? That guy's got the personality to do it. I never looked at it and said, okay, Tom Brady's going to be one of those guys where I think, no doubt about it, yeah, I'd like to hear him talk a little more. I'd like to hear him, his documentaries and stuff are always pretty good. And things like that, that he's in, his commercials are entertaining and things like that. But I will say, as much as a Tom Brady fan as I am, I'm not necessarily like, oh, that makes total sense. I never figured him to be a talking head, an analyst. Did you? Well, then that leads us down this other rabbit hole. People really mad about this. They don't want to see Tom Brady anymore. Now, I talked about this, Jades, before you joined the program. Like, why are we rushing Tom Brady out the door? Why do we not want him to be in the NFL? He's the GOAT. We're witnessing history every single day with him playing. Why do you hate Tom Brady? I tweeted it out. I just wanted to get some of your thoughts on it. Where is it? Why do you hate Tom Brady? Why can't you stay? What is it about the guy? And here's some of your responses. Kyle says, my rodeo coach in college, wow, always said, if they're talking about you, you must be winning. My boy, Kyle Bell, former running back for the Colorado State Rams, says because he's a winner, Losers don't like winners. Boom! I love that. Smitty chiming in. He may or may not have been connected with cheating once or twice. All right, if that's the reason you don't like him, okay. I will give you that. If that's the reason that you're not crazy about Tommy Bones, fine. But anything else? You just sound like you don't like greatness. That you're just not, you're not a fan of really good players doing it at a high level all the time. So, if it's not the cheating thing, again, they spent millions of dollars through this investigation on Tom Brady allegedly taking air out of a football. Well, they came back and said it's more likely than not that he did. I don't know, dude. I guess with that, I just never had time for that one. He got suspended 4 games for it. It's so bad that you suspended him 4 games. Like, that whole thing, that was right around the time Ray Rice's deal was going on, too. Remember that? And, like, Roger Goodell suspended Ray Rice for two games. But then they saw the rest of the video, and then they're like, oh, okay. That he did do that. Okay. You didn't want to know why she was lying on the floor? Did you ask? Well, no, we didn't see the first part of the video. We just assumed she fell, I guess. Anyway, that whole time was weird for me, so I don't know. I don't care. I just don't. Did the flattening, taking air out of a football, however much air, I mean, how much air did they think he actually took out of it? Like, I think we actually did that on the show, dude. We brought a football in, and we took the amount of air out on the show that they alleged that he took out, and I mean, I know I didn't play pro football or college football, but my goodness, does this make that much of a difference? And then the Spygate thing was a Belichick thing. That wasn't Brady. So, I don't get it. Jay says, I don't know. I try not to feel that passionate about people I've never met in person. Okay. Smooth tweeting. Just a picture of Giselle winking. That's it, isn't it? It's because he has everything. He's got the looks. He's got the girl. He's got the career. Is that what it is? Because how can you watch Tom Brady and say you can't stand him? Listen, Steph Curry is amazing to watch. I can't stand him for one reason. It's because he chews on his damn mouthpiece. It's annoying as hell. But to be honest, it doesn't drive me crazy that much. I don't mind seeing him win titles. In fact, I've really enjoyed watching this dirty series between Golden State and Memphis. But yeah, Steph Curry kind of annoys me. But Tom Brady, anything about Tom Brady is always just met with this weird, strange attack on the guy. He's the GOAT. You're witnessing history. Don't understand it. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. 888-530-0043. We'll take a short break. When we come back, let's take a look at a few things. All right, the disrespect toward Nikola Jokic is just out of this world, and I want to break into that. Mr. Jefferson just going off about the MVP and that it's not really even a meaningful award anymore. We're going to talk about that next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
One thing that for me, as a kid that grew up watching this game, the fact that we are not going to talk about the MVP and we're here in the second round of the postseason, yep. That to me, I always felt that was going to be the case. Last year when he beat Portland, or the Denver Nuggets beat Portland, they cleared out all of Portland. They were like, yes, we this team should not have beaten Portland. We're going to get rid of everybody. We're going to change everything. This year, you knew for a fact that it was going to be next to impossible for his team to advance.
Sure.
So I just look at that as like the MVP is also a promotion award for this league. And the fact that over the next 36 hours, that'll probably be the last time we talk about the MVP for the rest of the postseason. And that, to me, is just one of the things why I was like, Embiid and Giannis, I had them a little bit in front of Jokic, even though their numbers weren't as great because of their team.
There's Richard Jefferson talking about Nikola Jokic. First off, the promotion, the MVP is a promotional award. I mean, yeah, any of those kind of awards do promote the league. They get us talking about the league. But this idea that we're not going to be talking about it ever again. Well, first off, this award needs to be announced. All the end of the season awards, stop staggering this and, oh, we'll just let you know when we know. They need to be announced before the playoffs begin. It's a regular season award, and those of you that, Joel's still in the league. I was listening to a show on this station, Rider Than You, and they were, a lot of their sports reports were of the same, little backhanded things. Like, hey, Joker won the award, but Joel Embiid's still playing. Okay, that's great. Good for him. That means he has the better team, not the better player. It's the MVP award. So it means you have the better team if you are advancing into the playoffs. There's no doubt about it. The 76ers are better than the Nuggets. Because of why? Okay, we all know. But the disrespect toward Nikola Jokic is just absolutely ridiculous, man. And it means gotta stop. At some point, this league, do you guys not watch the Joker play? Now, I watch a lot of basketball, man, and I've watched a lot of playoff basketball, and Joel Embiid is good. Giannis Antetokounmpo is good. Nikola Jokic is better. I have tried to take that hat off, and I know a lot of my listeners think that I'm this Joker diehard. I'm the head of the fan club, but I watch a lot of basketball. I bet I watch more basketball than you. And I'm telling you, man, Joel's great. He's MVP-esque. So is Giannis. Obviously, he has two of them. Joker's better. At this point, right now, Nikola Jokic is a better player. He's a better passer. He's a better shooter. He's better knowledge of the game. Smarter player. He just can't do the high-flying dunks that those two guys do. That's the difference. That's the difference between those two. And you get guys like Richard Jefferson and what's his face that we're not going to say his name, that think they've got some hot take rolling because they're going at the Joker. It's like, all right, dude. He just keeps doing it. You're going to talk about him not being this whole crap about Portland. Well, Portland thought they didn't expect to lose to the Nuggets last year. That's why they changed everything up. This is what teams do every freaking year, Richard Jefferson. You lose in the playoffs, you go back to the drawing board. Portland had been doing this Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum thing for a while now. While, I emphasize the H. It wasn't working last year, it wasn't working the year before, it wasn't working the year before that, or the year before that, or the year before that. So don't feed me this crap about they expected to beat Nikola Jokic, and since they didn't, they changed everything about who they are. That experiment in Portland wasn't working. So this idea is just so ridiculous, man. B-Rad, he had the other two people above the Joker because of their team. If you do similar things, numbers-wise, on a team with a better supporting cast, that is exactly why he won it, because he did it with less help. Exactly. That's these guys, can I say the A word? I don't know. They're talking out their butt. They're just talking out their butt. Because their idea of the MVP is still, it is Michael Jordan. It is Kobe Bryant. It is Dirk, I guess. I mean, Dirk was an MVP, and I'm surprised they didn't bitch about that, but he had a little bit different style. He's a little quicker. He moved quicker than Joker. There's something about the Joker's lack of speed, I believe, that really bothers some of these talking heads in the NBA. They laugh about it. I mean, you had people last year, they said he shouldn't win MVP because of his defense. This year, he shouldn't win MVP because his team's not very good. What? Do you remember when Peyton Manning had those four neck surgeries and he was out for the entire year for the Colts and they only won two games? The year before that, I think they won like 11 and they only won two the next year. The NFL, like, talking heads were having serious conversations about naming him the MVP, even though he didn't play. Because it's like, dude, look how valuable he is to his team. He's the most valuable. Even without him, they're so bad. With him, they're legitimate. They're like a playoff team. That's the difference. Joker's the second best scorer on this team was Will Barton. Nuggets fans hear that and you throw up in your mouth a little bit. I hate to knock a Will Barton. I like him in many ways. Done with him as a starter for the Nuggets. But still, he was your leading, last time I checked anyway, unless that changed over the last 2 weeks of the regular season. Will Barton was your second best scorer on this team behind the Joker. Joel Embiid's, isn't it? James Harden? Who's the second best scorer for Phoenix? It's either Chris Paul or Devin Booker. I mean, look at all these stud teams, man. Look at these teams that have a lot of great supporting casts. And yet we're not roasting Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, who got swept, who got booted out in the first round. And we're not, that's the story. You got two of the best players in the league right now getting knocked out early. But Brady, it's the MVP, though. It's a higher standard. No, the MVP is a regular season award. And if Joker had a Murray and an MPJ, and you wanted to do a playoff MVP, Joker would be right in the running for that, too. His numbers were just as good as anybody else in the playoffs at this stage. This whole idea that Joker's game doesn't equate, that doesn't compute. I don't know, dude. Either they're not watching, and that's the only explanation, man. I mean, they must not be watching Nuggets basketball. And I know it's hard to do because of, well, they wouldn't matter to them with altitude, but you're just not watching. And it is frustrating. He is the best player in the league. And even if you don't think he's the best, give him his credit. Because clearly enough of the voters did. Way more of the voters did. Have we seen the votes yet, by the way? I'd like to see that. Like, what was the actual ratio for the Joker? I know we saw the poll straw a couple weeks ago, or the straw poll a couple weeks ago. But I'm curious to see how that all irons out. I just get tired of it, man. But then it brings me back to this. I guess the only way to shut him up is clearly stats aren't going to shut him up. And I get that. I understand that. They shouldn't. Awards aren't going to shut him up. It's the only way to do it is to just win the whole thing. And that's ultimately what it's going to come down to, is the Nuggets being a fixture deep into the playoffs. And that's going to be on Jamal Murray, Michael Malone, and Michael Porter Jr. Joker's the MVP. He's going to play like that for the rest of his career, probably. I mean, he's got a long... That window is open. Chris Dempsey told us yesterday, the window is open right now for Denver. But there are variables. There are question marks surrounding this team. And they're basically, can the guys that you signed to long-term deals expecting to be leaders of this team be those guys? So we want to talk about the disrespect to Joker. And I see Bones Highland doing amazing work going to bat for his guy, tweeting left and right about him. I love that, by the way. But Bones Highland's going to be a big part of that, too. Can these guys shut everybody up? Because Joker clearly can't by himself. It's not going to happen. They don't respect his game. He's not Joel Embiid. He's not going to posterize somebody. He's not going to dunk on you. He's going to shoot threes. Well, he got slowed down with the threes at the end of the season, but he's finesse. He's going to shoot free throw line extended. He's going to shoot outside shots. He's going to have touch shots, kind of little, semi-type hooks. He's going to do behind-the-back passes, crazy passes, no looks. He's going to rebound like crazy. He's going to absorb double teams and pass out of it. He's going to do those things that I think are still fun to watch, but clearly the movers and shakers in the league don't agree. So it's going to take Jamal Murray, Michael Porter Jr., and Michael Malone, and Bones Hyland, and Aaron Gordon, and all of those guys to shut him up because it can't be done by the Joker alone. Miranda Simpson knows how important it is to have someone local doing your insurance and auto insurance, homeowners insurance, renters insurance, life, business, you name it, she's doing it. She is a local own and operator. She's working with State Farm, but she's doing her thing locally here. A lifetime member at the Colorado of the Colorado State Alumni Association, big time Rams fan. She's working in Greeley, Fort Collins, Loveland, you name it, Wyoming as well. Give her a call. Call Miranda Simpson, State Farm, at 970-223-7800. That's 970-223-7800. 34 minutes after the hour, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hey, Nugget fans, this is Coach Bowen of the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Thirty-nine minutes after the hour, welcome back to The Whole Show. Texter here. Hopefully this is Joker's last MVP. Means he finally has some help for playoffs MVP. And again, this is a regular season award. We're just trying to forget that. The Richard Jeffersons of the world are trying to forget that. It's crazy to me. But, you know, again, that's why a lot of the pressure is going to be on those other guys. Joker's going to do his thing. He's going to average damn near triple-doubles. That's who he is. He's at that point in his career. But he needs help. You got to find it. Joker wants to be here. He wants to make this his home for as long as he's playing in the NBA. You got to surround him. And if you have guys like Jamal and MPJ that can't deliver, you have to surround him with somebody else. You have to figure something else out. I was listening to Good Morning NoCo and Angel on there with Brian Gary, and Tanner Schwinn had mentioned Luka Doncic is going to be a restricted free agent. Listen, as much of a dream as that would be, I just don't know that that would even work. With Luka and Joker, I mean, they both need the ball in their hands. The offense runs through the Joker. How does that change with Luka being more of an off-ball guy? I don't see how it would work. It'd be interesting. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Steve Kerr's interesting, speaking of interest. Now, did he get COVID or something? He was out of the game yesterday. Golden State wins in a tough game against Memphis. And he's out, and hope he's okay on the health side of things. You never wish ill. I certainly don't wish ill on anybody. I just thought some of his responses lately about this stuff. So we all know what happened with Dylan Brooks. He swiped at Gary Payton Jr.'s head, knocked him down, and jacked up Gary's elbow, and he forced him out for the series, maybe more. And Steve Kerr was very critical of that. Very critical. Of what Dylan Brooks did. In fact, here's what Steve Kerr had to say about that.
I don't know if it was intentional, but it was dirty. And, you know, playoff basketball it's supposed to be physical. You know, everybody's going to compete. Everybody's going to fight for everything. But there's a code in this league. There's a code that players follow where you never put a guy's season/career in jeopardy by taking somebody out in midair and clubbing him across the head and ultimately fracturing Gary's elbow. He broke the code. Dylan Brooks broke the code.
Okay, Steve Kerr says Dylan Brooks broke the code. Pretty adamant about that. Well, if you'll remember in the game before last night, Ja Morant was battling some knee discomfort big time. Jordan Poole, who obviously was really a star for the most part in that series against the Nuggets. Jordan Poole's kind of doubling him. I think Steph Curry was on his left. Jordan Poole's guarding him, and it's very obvious. He reaches in, goes for that knee, and he puts his hand like on the inside of the kneecap and pulls outward in an awkward motion. Clearly, I mean, am I wrong? It clearly looked like he was trying to mess with that knee. Here's what Steve Kerr had to say about his player And perhaps a dirty play.
I don't have a take. Nothing really to comment on. It's an off day in the series, and I guess we you know we got to talk about this stuff, but there's nothing to talk about. We're playing basketball.
I listen, Steve Kerr was very talkative during the political stuff, and I got enough of it, to be real honest. I really did. I've always enjoyed Steve Kerr, though. I think he's very insightful. I think he's I always loved his broadcast back when he was with TNT. He was very good. Obviously a great coach. My respect factor, I tell you what, if you're going to be vocal about stuff, you got to be vocal about it when it comes at you. If you're going to say Dylan, listen, we can argue whether Dylan Brooks was worse. Which was worse? You know Ja Morant's battling a knee, and you went for it. You struck for that knee. It's like a fighter, you know. You know a weakness that they have, and you go for that weakness. It's a dirty play. Gary Payton Jr. goes up for a layup, and Dylan Brooks swipes at his head. And Gary goes down awkwardly. Which play's worse? Some would argue that Gary Payton's play was worse. Steve Kerr says that Dylan Brooks broke the code, and he went off about it. Nothing about Jordan Poole, his own guy. In fact, he says this is basketball. We're playing physical basketball. I would argue that Dylan Brooks was more of a physical basketball play than Jordan Poole's swiping of the knee, pulling on the knee. Yeah, hypocritical. Definitely hypocritical. Holyoke says, ditch Will Barton. Send him to the Rockies bus. Is Tanner's Rockies bus still, is that on in a ditch somewhere?
Susan and Cheryl.
I love that. That place is growing weeds all over it already. I'm pretty sure Angel ditched that thing, man. Tanner's just sitting there waiting for a driver at this point. Holyoke says Monte Morris is my Nuggets MVP. Other than Joker, of course. Other than Joker, Monte is my Nuggets MVP. All right, Holyoke, then let me ask you this. Let's float this by you. What are your thoughts on starting either Monte or Bowens Highland at point guard? And you put Jamal Murray at two. That's where he was in Kentucky. That's where he was for the bulk of his college life. Should he be a two guard? Porter at three. Gordon at four. Joker at five. Bones and or Monte Morris along with Will Barton off the bench. Boogie Cousins off the bench. PJ Dozier. I mean, they talk very highly of PJ Dozier. I think it's going to be a good team next year. I really do. You just got to get them healthy. You got to stay that way, and it's easier said than done. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. The Method Flow Products poll question of the day is available at thewholeshow.com. If the Avs can't do this, can't get past this second round against either St. Louis or Minnesota, is Jared Bednar done? Should he be done in your mind? Some very talented players. Hockey's a tough sport, man. I always look at this. Who's better? And who were you? You were talking about different coaches today that could be guys that are in the running. I mean, that's my question. Who's better? Who's your solution? I mean, the Avs are now perennial favorites. But because of those expectations, you are now expected to win a cup or at least compete. You've set yourself up for perhaps unrealistic expectations every single year. So who were you talking about, James?
Barry Trotz.
He's the
Islanders coach.
Okay. Well, listen, I won't sit here and pretend that I know a lot about who would be the coach, but that's what I ask you. The ones that are voting, because look who's leading right now. If the Avalanche fail to advance past the second round, will Jared Bednar be gone? Should he be gone? And according to our website at thewholeshow.com, almost 60% say yes. So then I ask that question to 60%, who would you put there? And I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying, who would you put there? Is this a Mark Jackson, Steve Kerr situation in Golden State that I've equated to or that I've compared to the Nuggets? Is Jared Bednar Mark Jackson? Or was Patrick Waugh Mark Jackson? No. Waugh got them there right off the bat and was like, holy crap, Waugh's first year? They're in the playoffs. And then they were bad the next, 3 years. 2 years, whenever that was. That was a strange ending. Jared Bednar was unknown. We didn't know anything about him. And look what happened. I think they were really bad his first year and great ever since. Playoff team ever since. 48 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show. We'll get to what's on the tube tonight, what's on KFKA tonight as well. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios.
Keep it tuned to Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA for Preps Baseball.
This is Miles Blumhardt, sports editor at the Fort Collins Coloradoan, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Texter coming in here from the 720. Nobody but you and Twitter trolls think Poole went for his knee. Hence, no suspension by the league. Full stop. Or CBSSports.com or ESPN or TNT or any national media outlet. Whether he meant to in his brain or not, his hand went for the knee. I guess if you were covering your eyes up, you want to be blind. Great. You take whatever Steve Kerr says as science. There you go. Have fun with that. But it's not just Twitter trolls. It's national media alike, too, did go in on this. Ja Morant had his knee jerked by Jordan Poole. Now, I can't speak to Jordan Poole's brain. Was he thinking in his head, oh, Ja Morant's knee's hurting. I'm going to go for it. Why else would you foul a guy like that? Hey, listen, I like Jordan Poole. I do. But why else would you foul a guy like that? Seriously, he's getting by you and your first response is to reach down for his knee, the bad knee, and pull? Holyoke says, start Monte, finish with Monte. Lots of Bones Highland in between. Fine with that. I think Bones, it's going to be a big year next year for Bones as far as his growth to getting to that next stage. We'll see if he can do it. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Brady, I think Joker and Doncic could adapt to one another's style. Rest of the team will have to follow that style as well. I don't know, man. Can you have two alphas in this style of offense? Not quite sure you can. Not in this style. I'm not saying that other, you know, offensive guys can't coexist. It can happen. I just don't know that it does with this group. I mean, I'd sign off on it. It'd be worth trying it. All right, that's going to do it for us. The Avs are done. They sit and they wait to see what happens between Minnesota and St. Louis tonight. Well, and we still got to wait after that because they're tied at 2 apiece. The Rocks going at it against San Francisco right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA at 7:45 tonight. See if they can bounce back. That'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.